Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Porpoise Pod, swimming with the asses. Hello, everybody. Tobin and Solana here with you. It is Dolphins Jets week. Solana, are you excited?
I am excited. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care if the entire team's on the injury report. Oh, it's Dolphins God. Jets week. You can get to 4-1 for the first time since 2003, if I remember correctly. I'm hyped up, Tobin.
Yeah, because it's like we knew this was a hard start to the schedule, and 3-1 is better than you could have ever imagined, right? Yeah. Like nobody, you know, if you told somebody, hey, look at the start of that schedule, you'll have one loss after that, you'd be like, come on, that's awesome. But you don't want to get to the point where it's like, all right, I don't want to hear after like week 7, if they end up 4-3, you'd take it. You get to this point, you take advantage of it. And this Jets team, they're cute. I think they're cute. I think they're feisty, but I think the Dolphins are better top to bottom. And even that is saying that with Tua Tagovailoa being hurt, they've got a couple of, you know, crazy comeback wins, you know, by a touchdown. And I think that it's one of these things where, I definitely respect them more. I don't think they're a joke of a team, but I don't think they're there yet either. And I feel like if the Dolphins lose this game, it is a disappointment, even without Tua.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the Jets, we're used to them being a laughingstock. We're used to them being a disaster. We're used to them being incompetent. I don't think they're any of those things, but I'm with you. Dolphins, top to bottom, are a better team. I know that injury report past couple of days has looked questionable. Right? Some of the guys who have been limited in practice, now Jalen Waddle's on the injury report. We know about Tyreek Hill and his groin issues. So that is concerning, but I'm with you, Tobin. It's been a while since the Dolphins going into whatever, week 5, week 6, no matter the opponent, it's been a while where we feel this confident going in, right? Even the past couple of years where you were better than the Jets, right? You were better, 9-7, whatever it was, 7-9. 9-8, you were better than the Jets, but did you feel confident going into the Meadowlands that you were going to win against the Jets?
Adam Gase was the coach.
That's right.
Jets, of course. I don't mean when he was the coach of the Dolphins. I never had confidence when that was the case. But no, I know they're feeling froggy. I see Jets fans. They're happy they got Zach Wilson, but I get that. When you have a young quarterback who leads a comeback, that's one of the most exciting feelings as a football fan because it's filled with hope. But Pittsburgh stinks, you know, like, let's be real about it. You got Kenny Pickett and his tiny hands out there, you know, just throwing picks left and right. You had the Browns browning, you know, when the Dolphins are having insane comebacks, it's against good football teams. These guys, they're doing it against jokers. So, you know, for me, I think that they got some explosive things all over the place. And I am worried for sure. Like the injury report, you see Xavier Howard still not practicing. You know, Byron Jones, was he going to come back this week? He's not. And so you're looking around and that defense, which has given up a lot of passing yards, and you're like, all right, what can they do here to freak out Zach Wilson a little bit? And I go to this defensive front, this pass rush, which I don't think has been as vaunted as it could be. You know, they had a pretty good day against Josh Allen. They sacked him 4 times. They got a bunch of hits on him, but you know he's one of the toughest challenges to bring down, Lamar Jackson too. But like, I thought I was going to see a lot more against Joe Burrow, and I did not.
Yeah, I mean, It's also, I think, the type of packages that the Dolphins have implemented where they're just sending blitzes from every which way. So in that in those instances, right, with that scheme, I guess you do tend to rely less on your pass rush getting to the quarterback as often because, I mean, you know, you have that guy, Javon Holland, you know, Ocho, just get into quarterbacks at will, it seems like. Brandon Jones has done a good job as well blitzing. So, I mean, we can name a bunch of guys. So it's not that I wouldn't say, I think you agree with me, right? Like, we're not disappointed in the Dolphins pass rush, but you know, there's like another level there, certainly. And what better time to take it to that next level than against this Zach Wilson, who, you're right. Pittsburgh sucks, Tobin. Let's be 100% honest. Dude. They suck. Mike Tomlin, no more tricks in the old bag. You lose Big Ben, and now you're relying on Kenny Pickett, who threw three interceptions in his first game. But I'm with you. Like, I'd really like to see them get more pressure on Zach Wilson, get him uncomfortable. He didn't necessarily look great other than in the fourth quarter. And even then, it was, you know, just an okay performance to lead them back to a victory. So I'm with you there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I think the thing that's going to be interesting with Zach Wilson is he is a gunslinger. He does improvise a lot. And this is, you know, been a pass defense that people have gotten success against, but we've also seen Josh Boyer have a lot of success against young quarterbacks. I mean, he's really made their life hell. And I do think that for this type of matchup, you know, that's what I'd like to see. You know, I think we had a little bit of doubt from the defense going from the Baltimore game because of how many big plays they gave up. Then they bounced back in a big way against the Bills, you know, just with key stops, even though they gave up a lot of yardage. You know, it was a tough task against them, but they still stood tall and did not give up a lot of points. And, you know, he said something to the effect this week of like, you know, stats are cool, but the biggest point is just getting the ball back to the offense and not giving up any damage. Right. And he's right about that. So for me, it's a big key for them this week where, all right, I'm not going to hold too much against them for Thursday Night Football because, one, Thursday Night Football is hot garbage. And by the way, if you guys saw that last night, holy crap. Dude, this is the worst product. I got to be honest with you. Like, put an investigation into Thursday Night Football because it is the worst. Oh, my God. Like, I'm never going to get – I'm not going to say never, but it's going to be hard for me to get mad about a Thursday Night Football game ever. It's such fake football. It's garbage.
If you watched that game last night, I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry for you. It was the most boring football game ever. And, Tobin, so I'm up in New York – and my whole family came up here. Dolphins game is on Sunday, obviously. And my sister lives in Long Island. So the whole fam comes up. And my girlfriend, my brother's wife, and my sister's husband, they're not really into football. Like, you know, they know the Dolphins or whatever. But they're not big fans of football. They didn't even realize there's Thursday Night Football game. Like, these are very, very surface level fans. And I said, hey, football game, Amazon Prime. Let's watch it as a fam, you know, little family bonding time.
Right.
They hated my guts by halftime.
Understood.
They hated me.
I understand why they did, because that I was doing the Heat game, and when I tell you that a 30-point blowout of preseason basketball was more entertaining than this, because I tune in and Russell Wilson overthrows a dude on third down to force another field goal, and the pain in the look in the Broncos fans, the misery of the field goal kicker coming out again, was something to really behold. Like, it was breathtaking how angry they were at this. And I got to tell you, dude, I'm watching both of those guys. Russell Wilson washed. Okay. This Matt Ryan, holy crap. I mean, he is old. And, you know, Russell Wilson was like on everybody's top 10 list. They gave him a lot of money. Tua's better than that guy. I'm telling you right now. He's better than that guy. He's better.
For sure. For sure. It's not even close. It's not even close. And Matt Ryan is getting sacked. I think he got sacked 19 times last night. And he is just sick of it. He is spiking the ball. He's so over it. He's getting up. He doesn't even want his offensive lineman to help him up anymore. He's getting pressured on every single play. And by the way, that field goal you're talking about, I'm like 90% sure it was blocked.
It was. It was.
It was blocked.
It was. Because I looked up and I'm like, oh, it's still 6-6. What the hell happened? As I was like getting ready to talk to my guy, yeah. Tommy Tighe, I'm like, oh. Because I was like going laptop to laptop. I was like, didn't kick that field goal. Didn't go through, huh? Well, I mean, Thursday night football, go to hell. I don't count that. In fact, I have now declared the Dolphins 3-0-1. All right? Not a true loss. Not a true loss, dude.
I'm with it. We say in the Latino world, caquita. Thursday night football, caquita. Just enough already with the Thursday night football.
Bro, such caquita. I'm telling you right now.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
I'm glad I did. All right. How confident are you with Teddy Bridgewater this week? You know, got him at QB. He's the sturdy vet. You know, he's got his. What are we doing with this nickname? I heard like this week on Dolphins Reddit, is Blur Brothers a thing? Like, you know, apparently Baldinger's trying to make Blur Brothers a thing. I don't know how you feel about it. You know, but.
You know, I didn't hate it. Not that I liked it. I didn't hate it until I found out it was Brian Baldinger, who, by the way, Baldy does a great job. But is Baldy really the guy we want setting nicknames in 2022?
I don't know. I don't know. He does like as much as people love his Twitter account. I don't exactly quantify him as hip, but you never know where a good nickname comes from.
Yeah, that's a good point. To your initial question though, as much as you know, as a leader of the Skylar Thompson brigade, you know, as much as I would love to see old Skylar out there, I'm cool with Teddy. I think we saw a decent enough performance on Thursday Night Football. I get it, by the way, and we talked a little bit about it at the end of the last pod. He threw the interception. It was a bad throw. There's no way to justify that throw. He waits two more seconds. He has Mike Gesicki wide open, and it's a first down for the Dolphins, and they have a chance to go take the lead. But, man, he instilled confidence in me, at the very least, that he can keep you afloat, right? Like, you're not going to be treading water with your backup quarterback. If he goes out there, he plays mistake-free football, and hopefully the ball sticks to his glove. Teddy Two Gloves makes it happen. I can't see why he can't outplay Zach Wilson, truthfully, right? Like, it's not crazy to think Teddy Bridgewater can outplay Zach Wilson.
No, I don't think it's crazy. You know, the one thing I'm curious to see is, like, is this a week where they can get the run game going? You know, you're talking about two teams that are on the top five in passing yards, and I think on the bottom six in rushing yards per game this year. So neither one of them are very good at it, but are better at slinging the ball around. But this feels like when you're going to a situation where you have a Teddy Bridgewater, like Teddy took some shots, don't get me wrong, which was good to see. They were definitely trying to impose that against the Bengals. But for me, I just feel like it's been disappointing to see that even in certain situations where they could give their defense a break or milk some clock away, they really just can't seem to get any momentum going with that run game.
Yeah, I mean, that's really been the biggest concern, in my opinion, other than injuries for the Dolphins this entire year. And it'd be a huge help, Tobin, if they finally can. And I don't know about you, but I'm really expecting to see different types of like play design from Mike McDaniel this week. Like, let's get crazy. Let's pull out the bag of tricks, a little razzle dazzle. Yes. This week, because you have Teddy Bridgewater out there. It's the first time he's going to start the game for the Dolphins this year. So really, it's a blank slate for this offense. You don't even know really who's going to play. It's going to be an interesting injury report or inactive list like an hour and a half before the game. So I think the Dolphins have this opportunity where they can implement some wacky stuff out there and make the most of it.